So let's run through these basic levels, these hidden maps. The root, core, earliest level, the archaic, or sensorimotor, or physiological stage, is a stage of basic organic needs, food, shelter, warmth, water, and so on. Historically, this represented the transition from the great apes to the first humans, some 1 million years ago. In today's individual, it occurs particularly during the first year of life, the oral stage, when the world is all food and the infant is all mouth. It's given the color infrared, being at the far end, the lowest end of the spectrum of consciousness. Around 150,000 years ago, the next major and first specifically human level began to emerge, the magenta magic or impulsive stage. This stage, level 2, was marked by the earliest form of specifically human thought, which Freud called the primary process. You can see examples of it in magical or superstitious and fantasy thinking, such as voodoo, where if you make a doll representing a real person, then if you stick a pin into the doll, the real person is magically hurt. This stage is prevalent in today's 1 to 3 or 4 year old. With the next stage, red level 3, which started around 12,000 years ago and marks the child today from around ages 3 to 6 or 7. The self has just learned to differentiate itself from the world and thus, as a separate being, feels vulnerable and threatened and worries about its safety and security and hence develops a whole set of power drives for protection. As the self differentiates into its own separateness and vulnerable aloneness, the world appears a very dangerous place, full of powerful and threatening people, a dog-eat-dog world, the survival of the fittest, and it's your job, motivated by your power drives, to do it to others before they do it to you. This red stage is variously called power gods, magic mythic, power drives, safety, and self-protective. Horticulture, or early farming, was discovered at this stage, and the first large military empires begin to spread across the globe, gobbling up smaller tribal villages and towns. The heads of these empires were literally considered gods. They were, in fact, mythically exaggerated power gods. With the rise of the pure mythic stage, amber level 4, starting around 5,000 years BCE, and in today's child, ages 7 to 12 or so, a very important emergent quality arises, namely the capacity to take a second-person perspective, to take the role of other. This allows the individual to expand its identity from itself, called egocentric, which all three of the previous stages were, to an identity with various groups called ethnocentric, a switch in identity from me to us, to the clan, the tribe, the nation, a particular religion or political theory, and so on. Hence, historically, this expanse in identity and consciousness was the stage that drove humanity's first great civilization and massive empires, the Mesopotamian, Greek, Roman, Indus Valley, India, Tang and Sung, China. The mythic, literal, great religions all arose here. Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Taoist, Shinto, and so on. The rise of the orange rational stage, level 5, marked another massive shift from the mythic traditional religious to the modern, rational, scientific. Starting with the Western Enlightenment historically, and in the teenager, 12 or older, nowadays. A third-person perspective allows the emergence of global, universal worldviews. There is not a Hindu chemistry and a Christian chemistry, just a universal chemistry. Identity, in other words, has gone from egocentric to ethnocentric to world-centric. From me to us to all of us, from tribal to traditional to modern. As thinking becomes even more sophisticated and complex, the next major stage, the green pluralistic stage, level 6, emerges. This is referred to as postmodernity, since it moves beyond the mere rationality of the modern stage and starts to consider all the different types of knowing and being found in all the world's cultures, not just the modern West. It sees all people as being radically equal or egalitarian, and maintains that there are no universal truths, just locally colored, socially constructed, culturally interpreted truths. I do my thing, you do your thing, is its motto, since both of us have our own truths that are true for us. It tends to go to extremes, however, where it contradicts itself. It claims that it is universally true that there are no universal truths. It gives a very big picture about why all big pictures are not possible. In short, it claims its view is superior, but also claims there are no superior views anywhere in the world. This stage, with its noble attempts to undo oppression anywhere, emerged historically in the 60s with the civil rights movement, the emergence of the worldwide environmental movement, the rise of feminism, the student revolutions, and so on. In individuals, this stage can emerge at any time in late adolescence or thereafter. Now, all these first 6 stages have one thing in common. Each thinks that its truth and values are the only real truth and values there are. All the others are confused, idiotic, infantile, or just plain wrong. But starting a few decades ago, an entirely new and wildly different stage began to emerge. Called second tier, to distinguish it from all the first 6 stages, collectively called first tier, this level, the turquoise integral, level 7, maintained that all the previous levels had some degree of significance, some type of importance in the overall growth and development of human beings. They were not all wrong. They were all true but partial. This integral stage was so staggeringly different than anything that had existed previously that Claire Grays, a pioneering developmentalist, called it, quote, a huge chasm, a monumental leap in meaning. It is the first truly comprehensive, inclusive, all-embracing level of consciousness to emerge in human history. It is an unprecedented game changer in every area it is found. This is especially so when it is combined with the next higher level, level 8, only barely starting to emerge now, called third tier superintegral, or the clear light supermind, where a person doesn't just think integrally, but becomes integral in their direct identity. That is, they don't just think of the wholeness of the world. They become that wholeness. They identify with and as that super whole. That overall integral and super integral potential, a direct download from the ultimate great perfection, a composite map, an integral map, a super map that shows you all of the core dimensions of your own evolutionary greatness. Your very being contains elements that go all the way back to the Big Bang, from quarks to atoms, to molecules, to cells, to organisms, to infrared, to magenta, to red, to amber, to orange, to green, to turquoise, and on to clear light. All of these elements are enfolded in your own being. You literally contain the entire universe in you. And eventually, it will help you see what amount to these hidden maps. Make them conscious, make them objects, and thus be free of them as well, using them as tools, but no longer being used by them. Or, to say the same thing from a slightly different angle, it will help you evolve to the very highest or integral levels of all these maps, thus being at the very edge of evolution itself. So indeed, welcome to your great perfection.